You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank heavens it's Friday. Oh, my gosh, what a week. 5 minutes past the hour. Thank you all for tuning in. We woke up today hearing the news of the Empire State Building shooting. I want to apologize for earlier in the show. We have even more details, so I'm going to just kind of get you guys up to date. And I apologize earlier in the show not having all the details I wanted, but more and more are surfacing. Now, right now, ABC News discusses how Jeffrey Johnson, the alleged shooter, was hiding behind a car in his business suit and tie near the Empire State Building, waiting for the man he blamed for costing him his job to come to work. Now, Jeffrey Johnson had killed his boss, and I have his name here, Stephen Ercolino. Stephen Ercolino was the company's vice president of sales, who had apparently, per Johnson, who's 58 years old, Johnson had blamed Ercolino for his layoff, saying he hadn't aggressively marketed Johnson's new T-shirt line. Police were looking into his relationship with the victim, Stephen Ercolino, who had traded accusations of harassment with Johnson when he worked there. So they both accused each other of harassment. So after waiting for Ercolino, 41, to come to work, Johnson pulled out his .45 caliber pistol, fired at his head. The guy fell to the ground, shot him 4 more times. Then he, a construction worker saw the shooting, followed Johnson, alerted police officers, a detail that was regularly assigned to patrol city. A skyscraper, they say, is 1,400 feet high. Gosh, that's huge. I think the Empire State Building is a beautiful, beautiful building. Anyway, there's always police patrolling the area. Officers caught up to Johnson and, I guess gunfire had been going back and forth. 9 bystanders, unfortunately, had been also shot. From what we understand, they are all in stable condition. They believe were all to have been shot by police fire, but none of them serious. It was kind of weird. I was listening to an interview on one of the news outlets today, and they were like, yeah, but don't worry. Don't worry. All the shots were benign, or the police still shot 9 people trying to get this guy. A witness had told police that Johnson fired at the officers, but authorities say ballistics evidence doesn't support that Johnson's weapon held 7 rounds. He fired 5 times at Ercolino. 1 round was still in the gun, and 1 was ejected when officers secured it. So now there's probably going to be some issues from the bystanders who were shot saying, well, if Johnson only shot Ercolino and he wasn't shooting at the cops, why did the cops have to spray so many bullets and, hit 9 people? I mean, honestly, when it comes to a kooky like this, and I feel bad that anybody got hurt, I can understand why the cops had to act. It's a real, real shame. And I still think it needs to be investigated on how so many bystanders could have been shot during this. I mean, when we see movies, what happens, right? Cops say freeze. They don't shoot if there's an innocent bystander in the way. They stop. I mean, I'm not really sure what happened here, how 9 people were shot. Anyway, they say Johnson legally bought the gun that he used in Sarasota, Florida, back in 1991, did not have a required permit to possess a weapon in New York City. Now, New York City, from what I understand, has huge gun restrictions, gun laws, very, very tight. And I know Bloomberg was quoted to say New York City is the safest big city in the country, and we are on pace to have a record low number of murders this year, but we are not immune to the national problem of gun violence. Mayor Bloomberg has been very well known, supporter of gun control. I know many of you have weighed in, have emailed me. Listeners have called and has been pretty upset about what happened. And I'm upset about what happened in New York City, but I do not think this is an excuse for more gun control. You all know how I feel. I think we have a right to defend ourselves. We have a right to protect our family. Okay. Maybe somebody could argue if somebody else had a concealed carry, could have maybe taken this guy down without nine other people getting shot by the police. I don't know. Okay, we don't know what would happen. We weren't there. But I don't think because this happened, that means there should be stricter gun control, and us innocent people can't control the guns. Can't arm ourselves. You know, one thing we discussed earlier in this show is if our government, let's say with immigration, can't control people coming inside and out our borders, right? They can't control immigration. Janet Napolitano said so. She said, sorry, we don't have the manpower. We don't have the funds to control all these illegal immigrants and deport them, so we're just going to deport the dangerous ones. If the government has already conceded and admitted that they can't control illegals coming across our borders, how the heck are they going to convince us that they can control guns coming across our borders? Remember, in order for gun control to work, in order for this to work, okay, per what the liberals want to do, then every gun has to be prevented. I mean, they are going to have to do this at 100%. You can't do this halfway like you're doing immigration. If they want to have gun control and not let anybody get the guns because they feel, okay, well, if we have strict gun laws, then the bad guys won't get the guns. The good guys don't need the guns because the bad guys won't get any. They need to be 100% with this one. 100%. Has the government ever been able to do anything at 100%? No. A human being can't do anything at 100%. So if they can't convince us, innocent people, that they can control guns at 100%, don't take away our arms. Don't you dare. And as we could see, the whole immigration is a cluster. They can't control the illegal immigrants coming over our borders. If they can't even control illegal immigrants, that's a whole person, a lot bigger than a gun. I am not convinced that they'll be able to protect me if we all give up our arms. So no. Now, that being said, though, we really need a better screening method of how to figure these people out. I mean, this guy was hiding behind a car in New York City. Yes, there's a lot of cops on the street. There's a lot of people walking by. Apparently, I don't know how nobody noticed him, but he was able to wait long enough for his boss to come and shoot him. So we're still not doing something right, but taking away the guns, no, I don't think that's going to help because the bad guys are still going to get them. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, working the dials. 18 minutes past the hour. We are live right now. Would love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. Now, this is kind of interesting. There's a study that came out saying that women go through menopause at an early age for a reason. Now, being in your 50s is considered an early age for animal species. And they say women go through menopause to stop them competing with their daughters-in-law for resources. Do you guys buy that? I guess the study looked at birth and death rates from 1700 to 1900. And they say if grandmother and then daughter-in-law. So let's say mom had a baby. Baby grows up to be an adult. He gets married. Mom decides to have another baby again, right? While the new wifey of her son, hence daughter-in-law, gets pregnant. They said those babies will compete. And that both newborns were 50% less likely to survive to adulthood. Now, research from the University of Sheffield and Turku University in Finland, among others, said it could explain why stop women reproducing based on this. They say menopause evolved to allow women to focus on their grandchildren. This role included providing food for the family and protected young children from accidents and disease. Huh. See, That's why you got to have the mother-in-law nearby. Remember there was that study, and many of you were groaning, where people whose in-laws were close by had a better marriage? I know. I was shocked, too. But I guess it's because the in-laws help with the kids. They say the topic has been analyzed because it requires detailed data on the reproductive success of several generations of women. Hey, you know, if they get a kick out of studying this, great. And like I said, they looked at information on birth and death rates from 1700 to 1900 before contraception. Right? You know, I mean, women kind of knew what to do and how to prevent getting pregnant, but we didn't have, obviously, pharmaceuticals for that. They said child born to families with a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law reproducing at the same time. Well, no, probably not conceived at the same time. I'm assuming different men. Come on, people. The babies were twice as likely to die before reaching age 15. But it wasn't in the case when a mother and daughter had babies at the same time. Only the whole in-law thing. This suggests that related women breed cooperatively and unrelated women breed conflictually. Is this making you sick? This is just too much about breeding and moms and daughters. I don't think I could get through this. All right. They say since mother-in-law and daughter-in-law are not related, it's logical that they would compete to maximize on their chances of spreading their genes. Oh, so are they saying mother-in-laws didn't like their daughter-in-laws and daughter-in-laws didn't like the mother-in-laws even back then? Okay, so now do you get that? If mom and daughter both had babies, oh, yeah, then make sure that everybody gets food. But if it's mother-in-law and daughter-in-law getting pregnant at the same time, it's every man for themselves. All right, very interesting. I think that's pretty, pretty cool. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. We were talking about Neanderthal men. There was a Neanderthal skeleton that was found back in the 50s in France. And researchers decided to look at it, and they thought he was right-handed. And many of Neanderthals were right-handed and possibly had the capability for speech. All right? I guess when people have right-handedness versus left-handedness, it means that the hemispheres of the brain will lateralize. It's called brain lateralization, where each brain side starts to lateralize, become specialized. They say the left side controls the right side of the body in right-handedness, and that also plays a primary role for language. So if Neanderthals were as right-dominant as we are, where 90% of our population is right-dominant, then that could suggest that Neanderthals spoke. I don't understand why that's a shock. I mean, if we're 90%, you know, right-dominant, I wouldn't be surprised if we inherited that somewhere along the line. And since we're very vocal, I sincerely doubt that man or Neanderthals were non-vocal back then. I mean, our cats are vocal. Our dogs, woo, 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 woo. They try to communicate with us. Dolphins, whales. I mean, animals, especially mammals, they try to talk. So I really doubt that in Neanderthal days, everybody just kind of stayed quiet. All right? Skeleton that was found in Lascaux Cave in 1957 has been dubbed Rigaudot. About two decades ago, researchers examined his arms, bones, theorized that he had been right-handed. Apparently, what's very interesting is they looked at the mouth. Now, when you're right-handed and you need to bite, like, into a nut, what side of the mouth do you bring that piece of food to? The right, right? As opposed, if you're left-handed, you bring it to the left side of the mouth. So they could see areas in the jaw that were scratched or pelted such that they probably brought the food up to them right-handed. And, of course, repeatedly, you see that. That's pretty cool stuff. And they can also tell, by the way, clavicle looks and the humerus and the radius and ulna. They can look at cortical thickness, which is thickness of the bones, other biomechanical measurements, etc. So Professor Freyer said Neanderthals use their mouths like a third hand and produce more wear and tear on the front teeth than their back teeth. And because of where they saw marks on the side, they said the lip side of the incisor teeth are oblique or angled in such a way that indicates they were gripping with the left hand and cutting with the right. And every now and then that hit the teeth leave scratch marks. I think that stuff is really cool. So I am pretty excited about that. I know some of you are like, wait, it's like a really Neanderthal. We need to listen to this. But I don't know. I think that's pretty, pretty cool to be able to look at a skeleton and figure all that out, extrapolate back. Cool stuff. Okay. Now, something I'm not too excited about is this pig parasite that they're thinking about using to help treat rheumatoid arthritis or Crohn's disease. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What researchers have been doing in Coronado Biosciences Incorporated in Burlington, Massachusetts, is developing a new class of treatments for autoimmune disorders. Now, autoimmune disorders fight the body. They're a disorder where you start to make antibodies and you start to fight against certain parts and aspects of your body. Crohn's, the bowel, rheumatoid arthritis, your joints. Well, guess what they decided to test and what they want to use? You're going to love this one. Pig feces. And not only pig feces, parasitic eggs that are sitting in the pig feces. Now, don't worry. Don't worry. To get it down, you mix it in a tablespoon of saline solution, and you have to swallow it whole. Right? Sounds good? I'd rather get the Crohn's, God forbid. Anyway, in a pig, they say the eggs would grow into mature whipworms and reproduce without harming their host. In humans, the same eggs barely survive 2 weeks. Yet in that short period, they appear to modulate a patient's immune system and prevent it from attacking the body's own issues and organs. I mean, if I were an antibody and I saw parasites and pig feces, I would probably go the other way too. They say it has the potential not only to be a drug, but to provide insight into the cause of these diseases. So the company, I guess, is preparing to enroll 220 patients with Crohn's disease, which is an inflammatory condition of the bowel, many times inherited, in a mid-stage clinical trial. Now, participants, these lucky 222 people, will receive either a dose of pig feces in the saline. You need the saline to wash it down. The pig feces will have 7,500 eggs from either a whipworm, or participants will receive a placebo. They will have to take this once every 2 weeks for 12 weeks. What did these guys do to deserve this? Anyway, Coronado's partner, German drug maker Dr. Fock Pharma GmbH, is conducting this trial known as Trichuris Sulis Ova in Europe. Then the two companies plan to share the data when filing for marketing approval. May I say, in Europe, they have socialized medicine. Okay? I don't think out here we would have that much of a demand. Therefore, we probably wouldn't supply it. Now, they say that the company has a value of $139 million, went public on the NASDAQ stock exchange. Did they make money on this? They also say sales of autoimmune disease drugs are expected to grow. 700,000 Americans suffer from Crohn's. 50 million Americans have rheumatoid arthritis. Yeah, but zero Americans want to eat pig feces and parasites. There's actually a technology behind this. It was developed by Weinstock and researchers at the University of Iowa. Oh, are you kidding me? It's based on the hygiene hypothesis. Americans came up with this? Come on, people. Based on the hygiene hypothesis, which holds that many developed countries have become too clean for their own good. Meaning, I guess we need microbes to help our system. Yeah, we do, but I'm sorry, not pig microbes. I'll take my own microbes. Thank you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in at the bottom of the hour, 33 minutes past the hour. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. If you haven't planned what you want to do next summer, we are doing the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise again, third annual. It's going to be exquisite. We go up the Inside Passage, so the waters are calmer than anything. You see coastal Alaska. We do a lot of stops, have a lot of parties, prizes, a lot of fun. You get a lot of alone time if you want, and it's just an all-around phenomenal trip. If you're interested in going, please go to my website at drdahlia.com and look up Alaska Cruise. Also, don't forget later when you go on Facebook, as you're winding down after being educated so heavily from the Dr. Dahlia Show, you're on Facebook kind of messing around. Don't forget to search Dr. Dahlia Show, find me, and connect. Also, find me on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia. We say goodbye tonight to puppeteer Jerry Nelson. Jerry Nelson was the voice behind Count on Sesame Street, right? 1, 2, 3, right? He would count in this accent. Ah, ha, ha, ha. I love the Count. I guess he also did Harry Monster and a few others. Apparently, he was a contributor that worked with every project, I guess, produced by Jim Henson, who was the Muppet master. He retired from puppetry in 2004. I believe he had emphysema, died in his home, Cape Cod, 78 years old. He was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma, joined Henson's cast of Muppeteers back in the 60s, then joined the cast of Sesame Street full-time in 1970 for the show's second season. That's interesting. That's, I know. I tell you, I love Sesame Street. It's a shame. My kids never got into Sesame Street. Just didn't like it, you know. And then I showed them an Electric Company. I had bought DVDs of the Electric Company, you know, back, you know, from Electric Company back in the 70s, but now on DVD form. And I had them watch one. Of course, they were bored, you know, ball. Right, you know, so I thought there was more, but they thought Grover, because Grover did some guest appearances on Electric Company, they thought it was hilarious, right? And then they thought it was amazing that they saw Morgan Freeman, right, going, oh my gosh, that's the Bruce Almighty guy, that's the Evan Almighty guy. And I'm like, well, yeah, but that's Morgan Freeman. We all remember Morgan Freeman as the Electric Company guy. So, just bittersweet, you know. We loved our Muppets. We do. May you rest in peace. Okay. They believe there is an eye test, a simple eye test that could spot the early stages of Alzheimer's. Researchers at Lancaster University have found that those with degenerative brain disease have difficulty with one particular test. They also found that the inability to carry out the tests and those who had already been diagnosed with Alzheimer's was obviously linked to lower lung brain functioning. They say these uncorrected errors were strongly correlated with spatial working memory. They say these results were exciting. I still don't understand the results. And they say for the first time there's a physical connection with memory impairment, which is a first noticeable symptom. Okay? So where are the eyes? They say during the study, 18 patients with Alzheimer's, 25 with Parkinson's, 17 young healthy people, and 18 healthy older people were asked to follow movements of light on a computer monitor. In some instances, they were asked to look away from the light. Patients with Alzheimer's made errors on the task when they were asked to look away from the light. The uncorrected errors were 10 times more frequent in Alzheimer's patients than control groups. They also measured memory function. Among those Alzheimer's patients who found the test difficult, so they think this light tracking test could play a vital role in diagnosing Alzheimer's. Okay, makes sense. Not really earth-shattering. Okay, we understand that there's some, delay in responding. We also realize that there are some errors in people that have Alzheimer's. So again, not earth-shattering, but if it's an inexpensive test, people like to take it. Doesn't hurt. It's not a blood test. Cheap. I'm for it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is kind of interesting. There's nanofibers used to make sports equipment, and they say that these could be just as dangerous now as asbestos, and these nanofibers have been linked to lung cancer, such as mesothelioma. So researchers say that, let's say, you know, these nanofibers used in vacuum cleaners and equipment and certain, like, clothing and blankets could actually cause lung cancer. Research was done on mice published in the journal Toxicology Sciences, suggested the bigger the nanofibers, the more dangerous. Now, even though human and mouse lungs are different, the researchers think that if they could, you know, figure out mice, of course, they could then extrapolate it to humans. Now, they show a picture of, you know, a tennis player, you know, hitting the ball, and they say that these nanofibers are used in tennis rackets. I believe they're also used in tennis balls. They say those larger than 5 micrometers or 5/1000ths of a millimeter tended to become lodged in the lungs and cause inflammation. The smaller ones were cleared from the lungs. Makes sense. But they didn't know what the cutoff was. So they were able to figure out 5 micrometers. Professor Stephen Spiro from the British Lung Foundation said cases of mesothelioma have quadrupled in the past 30 years because of asbestos. But if asbestos isn't being used in buildings, where is it coming from? Well, maybe it's not asbestos. Maybe it's these nanofibers. So we'll keep you posted with that. I think we are exposed to so much. I don't even know how we're alive. When you look at these articles, oh, we're exposed to this, we're exposed to that. I'm like, what are we supposed to do? Can't pan fry meat, not supposed to charcoal meat, not supposed to nuke meat, not supposed to eat processed meat. What are we supposed to eat? Okay, not supposed to breathe in this, not supposed to breathe in that. It gets really, it gets old. Okay, just tell us to do everything in moderation. But sports equipment now? I thought they've been yelling at us to exercise and to do sports so we lose weight. Tennis, a phenomenal sport. I don't think I've ever had a tennis player in my office, knock on wood, have a heart attack. Knock on wood. And now they're saying that the tennis equipment could give you cancer. Come on. Give us a break. Just one break. Give us a break. All right. Well, those of you that suffer from insomnia, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They think that maybe thousands upon thousands of us can't sleep. Why? Because it's inherited. We could maybe blame our insomnia on our moms and our dads. Fine by me. Love to blame my parents. Very easy to do. They have identified a group of people who are born without comfort genes, where they just can't feel that warmth and relaxation that kind of puts you to sleep, usually in 15 minutes. Their genes are designed to put them at a state of mental alertness. Now, what's very interesting about this is earlier when my show started a few years ago, I remember getting an email from a listener, or was it a call, where they were asking why they can't sleep ever since they had their firstborn. I was able to sleep, then I give birth, and I can't sleep anymore. And I explained, well, that's all a part of the whole animal process. You need to, like, you know, like, remember Lion King, I guess the mama lion was there, and baby's trying to leave, and mom's pulling baby back while she's asleep. You need to have that sixth sense as a parent. And so a lot of times we'll say, you know, we slept well, although people with the genes sometimes say they've never been able to sleep well. But for many of us, especially us moms, we sleep fine, then all of a sudden we have a kid, we could never fall into a deep sleep again. Or we're so easily distracted and woken up. Well, of course, I mean, your body doesn't want you in a deep sleep while your little kid or your little cub or your little puppy or your little kitten is starting to go off and wander. So you wake up when your kid wakes up. That's, our bodies are designed to do that. But in this particular case, they're saying it's beyond the whole mama sixth sense. They're saying that it's actually a gene that people have called insomnia genes, causing repeated periods of wakefulness, you know, in the late hours of the night, etc. So, yeah, you know, you want to blame your parents, go ahead. I don't know how to fix this, though. All right, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. My mom just wrote me that my nephew was hit by a car in a hit and a run. Thank God he's okay. I just heard about this. I tell you, it's so hard to like, you know, do radio and then try to figure out what's going on with your family. Luckily, my brother writes back because it's his kid. Oh yeah, he's fine. Oh gosh. Okay. See, my mom's making it sound like it's a hit and run. So I got to figure out what's going on. But I apologize if I sound a little short of breath because I'm like, oh, my little baby nephew was hit by a hit and run, but it sounds like he's okay and bruised up. But oh my gosh, I need to find out what happened with that when you're baby gets hit by a car. Luckily, though, my brother, that's his dad. My brother's acting like it's not a big thing, so that's reassuring. But like I said, I apologize if I said a little shortness of breath. Okay, let's go to some of your emails. Frederick writes, Doctor, what is the safest sleeping pill out there? That's a good question. The safest sleeping pill. You know, I would have said the over-the-counter sleeping aids up until a few months ago, but remember that article came out, that study came out saying people who used sleeping aids were more at risk for early death. And not only did it include the pharmaceutical sleeping medication, but the over-the-counter medication as well. So I don't think I could say one particular pill is the safest. Now, when you look at what's out there, for example, what's out there over-the-counter, like let's say Tylenol PM or acetaminophen with diphenhydramine, basically it's a Tylenol and a Benadryl, or it's just a Benadryl, a diphenhydramine. Now, for those of you that have ever had allergies and taken Benadryl, it makes you sleepy, which is why there's been a market for Claritin and Zyrtec and these other medications that have come out, because they cause less sleepiness, fatigue. But because Benadryl makes people sleepy, over-the-counter companies have decided to market it for sleep, and many people take it. And, you know, Benadryl, it doesn't cross-react with that many medications. Tylenol has been found to be overly safe, you know, overall, as long as you don't have liver disease. So, you know, we use that medication in pregnancy, okay, for the most part, pretty safe. But like I said, if you have liver disease, if you don't react well to the Benadryl, that could be an issue. Then you have the benzodiazepines, the sedatives. These are medications that have been out for decades. Unfortunately, they're very addictive. No, they may not bother the liver as much, but you can't mix those with alcohol. If you become addicted to them, you can actually seize if you miss a dose. So I don't like the benzodiazepines. You have the other hypnotics like your Ambien, Lunesta, Sonata. They work. They're non-addictive. Don't appear to hurt the liver or the kidneys, which is good. But with some of them, you may wake up too soon, right? Like we had with cases of Ambien, where people may sleepwalk, or they'll wake up and they can't go back to sleep. So then some doctors think the Ambien CR is safer because it's double formulated, has an inner core, such that after you metabolize the first part of the pill, by the time you get to the inner core, boom, it kicks in again, so you can sleep throughout the night. But again, which is the safest overall? I don't think we have one, and I don't think there's a consensus of one. You know, unfortunately, we assume that whatever's over the counter is the safest, and then we notice that more and more people take the medication day in, day out, day in, and you know, that could be a lot of Tylenol or acetaminophen, and that could after a while wear on your liver. So I don't think you could say that one medication per se is the safest. Whatever you do, do not mix any of them with alcohol, because then it really isn't safe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. News today, a study came out saying that cholesterol medication, the statins, some of our favorite medications, Crestor, Lipitor, Zocor, Pravacol, Pravastatin, Torvastatin, Simvastatin, these medications could possibly boost your cataract risk. They say that people taking these statin medications have been found to maybe have increased cataracts. Now, we've talked about cataracts on our show before, where the lens gets cloudy. This usually happens with age. And so in this one particular study, they found, this was study was done at the School of Optometry and Vision Science at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada, that there seemed to be an increased risk among people taking statins and getting cataracts, especially those who were diabetic. This is published and everything. They looked at about 6,400 cataract patients being treated between 2007-2008, more than 450 had type 2 diabetes. Both diabetes status and statin use were linked to cataracts. So we know that. Diabetes has been known to accelerate cataracts. That's no surprise there. But they said if you were taking a cholesterol medication, if they accounted for your gender, cigarette use, high blood pressure, they said taking cholesterol medication, the statins, could increase your risk of developing cataracts by 57%. Now, I don't know if it's the medication per se. I'm kind of wondering if maybe because diabetes puts you at risk for cataracts, diabetes is so closely related to like high cholesterol that it's no surprise that a person with high cholesterol would have cataracts. But they say statin users were more likely to develop cataracts at a younger age. For patients without diabetes, the average age for which the odds of developing cataracts were at least 50% compared to 57.3 of those who were not using the cholesterol medication. Compared to, okay, well, they throw in a bunch of numbers and it doesn't sound good on radio. So what does that mean? What it means is get your eyes checked. You know, I think a lot of car accidents that happen with our seniors are because A, lack of hearing, but also lack of vision. And sometimes our reflexes could be a little slower in some groups. But I gotta tell you, most of my senior patients, boy, they're quick. They're quicker than some of the younger people dinking around calling and singing to the radio and texting and all the other baloney they do. So, as far as I'm concerned, we all should be getting eyes checked regularly, especially when we're over 40. So if you have high cholesterol, if you have diabetes, if you're taking a statin medication, discuss that with your eye doctor. Have them take a look at you. And for some of you who say, well, I don't have vision, I can't, you know, double check with your plan. If you have high blood pressure or diabetes and even high cholesterol, there's a chance that vision is covered under medical as opposed to it being just vision. You know how many insurance companies, they pretend they care about you, right? And then they say, oh, no, glasses, that we don't cover. Because they don't want to cover for glasses and contacts. They want to save money. Yet, if you have diabetes or high blood pressure and you have to see an eye doctor once a year, that used to be considered medical and insurance was supposed to pay for it. So that may be something that you want to investigate. But don't blow off your eyes by any means. Now, I know many children like to get out of going to school. And they like to complain they have a tummy ache. My kids try it. And we ignore it because we're like, okay, it's a kid. It's a teenager. What type of abdominal issues can they have? Really, can they have a gallstone? Well, I guess they can. BBC News reports that more and more teenagers who are obese are at higher risk for gallstones. Now, we explain how people get gallstones. Gallbladder is like a little oil pan. You know, bile drips from the liver. Bile is made 24/7 by the liver to help digest food. But the liver doesn't want to worry about when to squirt it out when you eat, so it just drips it into the gallbladder. When the gallbladder gets a signal from your body when you eat, it squirts out the bile. Unfortunately, for some of us, the bile solidifies, becomes rocks, stones, etc. And then when the gallbladder tries to squeeze it out, sometimes the stone gets stuck. Many of us walk around with stones and it's no big deal. But for some of us, the stones get stuck. Well, we didn't think this really affected kids that much. We never thought cholesterol would affect kids or diabetes would affect kids like it does, type 2 diabetes, that is. And now we're seeing, I mean, over and over and over again, more of these kids with high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, and now gallstones. So kids are getting grown-up diseases. Kaiser Permanente healthcare providers looked at 510,000 children aged between 10 and 19 and found that 766 of them had gallstones. 766. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So we got to work on our kids and their obesity. All right. For those of you that can join us tomorrow, we are live tomorrow at 10 a.m. Join us listening on demand on my website or go to GCN Live and click listen. Don't forget to download our Droid app. And most of all, be safe and God bless.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.